It's easy to throw up your hands at all of this bad economic news, but commentator Laura Lorson is trying desperately to look on the bright side. It turns out she's got a rather annoying habit, and it's finally coming in handy.
I've learned a lot about myself in these tight economic times, as tends to happen if American literature of the 1930s is to be believed, and I have learned that I am kind of a hoarder. Not a crazy hoarder, mind you. I'm not sitting on 60 years old newspapers or keeping 35 cats in my basement. I'm talking about hoarding useful things. I tend to collect toothpaste, yarn, flour, soap. I don't really know why. It probably all got started back when I was a kid, and we would periodically just flat run out of toilet paper. That sort of thing didn't bother my mom, my dad, my sisters, but it drove me nuts when I was 8. Now, because I had no way to fight this as a child, my revenge has manifested itself as being an adult with a 2-year supply of pretty much everything. I could stuff a king-sized mattress with the toilet paper I have on hand at the moment. My husband has gamely put up with it all, though he does balk at putting dishwashing detergent on the grocery list when we have, I don't know, 7 bottles of it under the kitchen sink. Anyway, the economic crisis is actually enabling me with this whole thing. I find myself broke at the end of the month, as usual, and suddenly remember, oh, I need a birthday present for my sister. No problem. I'm a knitter, and I have about 1,000 yards of discounted, slightly damaged aqua-colored yarn just waiting to be turned into ill-fitting, slightly damaged aqua-colored socks. See, I knew I'd need it sometime. I can even throw in a bonus ill-fitting, slightly damaged aqua-colored hat. Local food pantry needs a donation, and it's the end of the month. No sweat. Hope they like canned peas. I got a deal on a gross of them in January. Burnt-out light bulb? Oh, it is to laugh. As long as one of those odd-colored, daylight-simulating, compact fluorescent bulbs will do, I picked up about 3 dozen of those at a yard sale back in October of last year. Sure, it makes the room look like something out of a Brian De Palma movie, but who cares? I had it laying around. The economy has turned my bulk sales Jones and obsessive coupon clipping into a virtue rather than, you know, a manifestation of OCD. What looked like a problem that might need psychopharmacological help now looks like foresight and thrift. Hey, thanks, global recession.
Laura Lorson lives, along with all of her stuff, in Perry, Kansas.